It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. I hope you had a tremendous Monday and a great start to your week. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He is holding it down for us in New York City. And so wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whether you're on the highway, you're going to work, you're leaving work, whatever you're doing, you're relaxing. Thank you for being here. I'm only going to be here for one more hour. It's unfortunate. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, of course. We talked about that blowout that was a Super Bowl last night. We showed love to the Philadelphia Eagles. We got a quarterback drafted after 2018, not named Patrick Mahomes, who won a championship. And congratulations to Jalen Hurts. How about this? In 20 minutes, we're going to talk about the Chiefs. What's next for that offensive line? What's next? How the hell do they get some weapons in there for Mahomes? What's next for Kelce? All of these questions. Hopefully, Blair Kirkhoff has some answers for us. He covers the Chiefs for the Kansas City Star. He will be here in 20 minutes. How about this? In about 90 minutes, Luka Doncic expected to make his debut for the Los Angeles Lakers against the Utah Jazz. Right before we went to break, we talked about Hubie Brown calling his last NBA game yesterday on ESPN, ABC. Tom Brady making his debut in the broadcast booth for Fox during the Super Bowl. Randy Moss returning from his cancer battle. It was an interesting weekend. It was an interesting Super Bowl. Unfortunately, there just wasn't. And what a lot of football to get into. 34 to nothing. I don't care if it's high school, college. I don't give a damn if it's the Super Bowl. 34 to nothing. I'm done. I'm cooked. I'm not watching. And I watched, but not as intently. Commercials were better. The commercials suck too. Kendrick Lamar, I enjoyed that. The Super Bowl was Hickey, I'm trying to remember what was worse. What we saw yesterday or the Patriots and the Rams from a couple of years ago. At this point, it wasn't a couple. That was like 6 years ago. That was crap. But 13-3, I think that was?
13-3, and it was 3-3 like midway through the fourth when like the Patriots finally scored a touchdown, the only touchdown of the game. I will go with that. I was telling the Patriots-Rams one was worse just because there was no offense. At least, I mean, the game was a blowout. But at least there were some exciting plays. Like, ooh, ah, wow, that was cool. And there was no excitement in that Patriots-Rams game.
Yeah, there was. That game sucked. Cooper DeJean, yeah, there was still. And there was some shock to see Patrick Mahomes play that bad as a defense. Kind of just treated him like a rag doll 6 times. Patrick Mahomes was sacked. Zero. Count them, zero blitzes. They just manhandled the front line. And that's one of the questions that I'm going to go ahead and ask Blair Kirkhoff when he joins us in a little while. So what do they do with that offensive line? Like, that's the main reason the Kansas City Chiefs, they took that L against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady is because he was running for his life. And so to think about what that looks like in the future, they were able to go ahead and correct that. Is it going to be that way on the next go around? I'm not so sure. Andy Reid, he talked after the game last night. He's seen them all. He's been there. He's done that. He now has a record of 3-3 in the Super Bowl. Andy Reid said last night, taking that L, oh, it sucked.
Spent a lot of hours doing it as players, as coaches. So it's going to hurt. They all hurt when you get to this level and these things happen. Three-peat aside or any of that stuff. That you get this far and you don't play as well as you want to, it hurts.
Yeah, you never know when you'll get another chance. You would think with Patrick Mahomes there, if they build out the roster, continue to improve in some of the areas, offensive line, wide receiver, that they'll always have a chance, always have a crack. You don't expect Kelce to be a game breaker. Is he all of a sudden going to get back to 1,200 yards receiving and 8 to 10 touchdowns? Not so sure. It is just, it's tough. It's tough tough bouncing back. And then when you're no longer on top, it's done. You know, we can look at age and go, well, Tom Brady is now broadcasting. Bill Belichick is in college. We talked about this earlier in the show. If you're Travis Kelce, you want to squeeze everything out or whatever you got remaining. Because, Hickey, I think you've made this point. If Travis Kelce quits, sure, he could sit around and do a podcast with his brother. Sure, he can host Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? But there comes a point in time where you're just like, what am I doing? I could still play. And I don't think Kelce is done. You think he's finished?
No. I think a loss, if almost anything, too, like lights a fire under him and makes him want to return more. Like, if you win, you three-peat, I think it's more tempting to ride off in that glory than it would be to retire after a loss, and especially in that fashion in which they got blown out yesterday.
Yeah, not a way that you necessarily want to walk off. And he talked about it last night, and this is just this is tough for him. He looked miserable. Travis Kelce, he says, we were just outplayed in every facet of the game.
I mean, they just got after us on all three phases, and then on top of that, you know, turnovers, penalties, playing behind the sticks on offense is just drop passes, not taking advantage of, you know, the play call and executing. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. You don't lose like that without everything going bad.
Yeah, he looked extra sad. Chris Jones was just pounding his fists in frustration. And for everybody that was waiting on the Kansas City Chiefs to lose, then you got what you wanted. You got exactly what you wanted. I have a feeling that at some point in time, they'll be back. There's no guarantees. Winning three championships in a row, let alone getting to three Super Bowls in a row, is not easy. And so to that end, I still find with the Kansas City Chiefs, what they have done to still be ridiculously, ridiculously impressive. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We saw Taylor Swift sitting in the crowd, had one appearance. The president of the United States was there. Hickey, I think they only showed him one time too, right?
I didn't even see him. So, I mean, they may have. I may have missed it.
Wow.
But it was, I mean, outside of the interview pregame, very minimal.
Oh, I didn't even see that. I saw him, I think early before the game, they showed him and he did a salute, and that was all she wrote as far as I remember. Nobody, was there anybody else a note at the game? Did I miss anything? They had the guys on the fields doing the introduction. We saw Serena Williams pop up at halftime. Nothing else stands out to me.
Paul McCartney was there if he counts as you know, of note. What?
As a spectator, he was?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, I didn't notice.
He was, I think, in the shot when they showed Paul Rudd and maybe John Hamm. I think they were next to each other. Adam Sandler was there, I believe. Like,
really?
There were a few celebrities that were.
Oh, I didn't see any of that.
In the build. There was like one time they came back from break and did kind of like that, you know, like in basketball, they do the celebrity row sort of thing. Who's here tonight? Okay. But bounced around the stadium. Kevin Hart was there.
Oh, I didn't see that. Maybe I was grabbing a beer. All I was focused in on was the actual game. In the commercials, as I said, they sucked.
Yeah, even had,
yeah, we had Ben Affleck and Bill Bell. Was that the only? What I mean, James Harden, you told me, was in the Pringles commercial. Nike had a commercial for the advancement of women's sports. Were there any other athletes doing anything yesterday?
Adidas did a collab. Okay. So they had Travis Hunter, they had Messi in there, Micah Parsons. Like, they had a lot of their big time Adidas athletes.
All right.
I was trying to think off the top of my head here.
Here's a better question. This guy is one of the best athletes on planet Earth. Was Shohei Ohtani featured anywhere?
Not that I saw. Oh, I think maybe gambling prevention could have been a good.
Oh my God! Why you got to be a jerk? don't get robbed. Is that what we got?
That's it.
And how about Ipe? What do you get? 5 years? 6 years?
I think just under 5 years. It's like four and change.
Ipe got off easy. They initially were like, "Oh, the charges can be as high as 33 years." It was like, "Whoa, okay." Hickey, he's going to come out and gamble some more. Just be real, man. Come on.
I'm just going to ask, just because I think there's still maybe a prevailing thought out there.
Okay, he's taking a fall.
Do you think that's a possibility? Considering, like you said, I mean, no. They came out, 33 years is like the max sentence. And you think you go with all the money that was lost and stolen as a friend, why wouldn't you pursue the most? And like, here they are just pursuing 5 years. Well, doesn't even get the full five years.
It's not a civil judgment. It's just a criminal. So it's not like Shohei was trying to get him. It's the feds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay. That puts.
Yeah. So it's a crime against, what do they call that? It's a crime against the community and the government and a crime. It's a general crime, not a crime against him.
Hmm.
I think he has to somehow pay restitution. How he does that, I don't know.
It's a lot of money to pay back to a guy
He has to gamble.
Does.
It's a vicious cycle. And I mean, this is why gambling is such a crazy thing, because it can suck you in and just. It destroys lives, as we saw. We got Ipe Mizuhara, who was living a good life as a translator, didn't have to pay for anything, and got a salary and was making hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. He got sucked into gambling, and now he is he's cooked. He's going away. Hickey, I don't know why this is a suggestion, but I typed in Ipe Mizuhara, and the first suggestion was new baby. Okay, good.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, boy.
No, I guess maybe that's Gisele Bündchen, who we saw did have a baby. She had a baby with the guy that Tom Brady hired to teach her how to be in shape. What a world.
When you put it that way, what a world is right.
I'm saying, you hire somebody to help your wife work out, and the next thing you know, your wife divorces you, and then she's having a baby with this guy?
You paid his bills for
I'm saying,
a good amount of time.
Tom Brady should at least ask for a refund. Like, I'm paying you to eventually sleep with my wife? Whoa. Like, isn't this like a Lifetime movie?
No one's made the movie. I think executives are listening right now. Too many reruns and remakes. Let's get some originality here.
These movies happen. They write these movies all the day because this is real life. I don't know. I don't speak from experience. At least I don't think so. It's always the guy who's right there, Hickey. This is always in the movies.
It's the help.
It's the pool guy in the back. I guess for rich people, right?
It's the guy you never expect.
No, it's the pool guy. It's the guy who delivers the pizza. It's the dance instructor. All of a sudden, your wife wants to take up dancing. Why do you want to learn dancing? Oh, well, you know, because my friends dance. So, okay, can you help me? Yeah, go to dance class. Sleeping with a dance instructor. That's what I learned from sitcoms, Hickey. Okay.
From sitcoms, right.
Yeah,
right.
Sitcoms.
TV shows.
I see it all the time.
And movies.
And it happened in real life with Tom Brady.
That it did. Let that be a lesson.
Come on, Arnold Schwarzenegger was sleeping with the nanny. He had a whole kid with the nanny. Come on, man.
The ones, again, you least expect. The ones that are right there hiding in plain sight under your nose.
Yeah.
Taking your money.
The nanny and the fitness instructor. Okay. 855-212-4227. Robbie is here from Birmingham. Go ahead, Robbie, quick.
Yeah, you got it, JR. I agree with you completely that all the commercials really suck last night. They're not funny at all like they used to be. Although, I can't stress this enough how much respect that I've gained from SEAL. Hilarious commercial.
For being a SEAL. Okay.
Yeah, but you gotta be a confident man to be cool with that, and just my respect for him. And it was funny, you know, it was funny, it was entertaining, and he seemed to be cool with it, obviously. Which, you know, he's obviously very self confident, which he should be. Good looking guy, very successful, great voice, of course. But yeah, man, that was my favorite. I thought it was hilarious.
Here's a question for you: do you know Seal's real name?
Oh, man, I don't.
Yeah, nobody knows. I'm going to Google it in the break. Okay, Robbie? I'm going to find out right now. Hey, thank you for calling from Alabama, man.
Yes, sir. You got it, JR.
Nobody knows Seal's real name. I don't know that man's name. I saw him pop up on the screen. I said, oh, my God, how creative was this to make Seal a Seal? And you know what? Here's a commercial. Let's listen to, before we go to break and then have this chat with Blair Kirkhoff, from the Kansas City Star. Let's listen to this Dunkin' Donuts commercial. This was with Ben Affleck and Bill Belichick. They were battling a Starbucks. Listen to this.
Welcome to Java Jam, Battle of the Coffee Brand Band.
This ain't the Dunkings. Where the hell are Matt and Tom?
Forget them suckers. Matt Damon and Tom Brady don't have the heart of a champion. We got a new squad, Dunkings sequel.
Affleck and Belichick.
Dunking! Dunking! About to get roasted!
Like a dark seasonal roast with coriander and slight balsamic drizzle.
Sounds like what's in my garbage disposal.
See you, coach.
How much to wait a half hour to get my name spelled wrong on the cup?
Nobody wants a goat milk double half calf soy milk cap. You could just brew it. It's beans and water.
Oh, damn.
Listen, Dunkin's for all of you. America runs on Dunkin'.
Yeah, the commercial sucked. And by the way, Seal's first, well, not his first name. I don't know what is. Anyway, Seal Henry Olusegun Olumide Aduala Samuel. There you go. There's Seal's name. Who named him Seal out the gate or when he got Seal? I have no idea. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a chat with Blair Kirchhoff, who covers all things Chiefs for the Kansas City Star. I'm going to get his thoughts on what is next for the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, yeah, they're still winners. Give them a break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We know there's only one winner in the Super Bowl. It wasn't the Kansas City Chiefs. People were waiting on them to take an L, and they did. They still have one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, one of the greatest coaches. They certainly have an environment to move forward. But like a lot of teams, win or lose, they have some questions to answer in order to be competitive next season. To talk about this Kansas City Chiefs organization, what they do to hoist the Vince Lombardi again, and what happens between now and next season, we're being joined by Blair Kirchhoff of the Kansas City Star. Blair, how are you?
I'm great. Great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for taking the time. Given what we saw yesterday with the offensive line and some of the adjustments that they've had to make, specifically moving Joe Tooney to tackle, were you surprised at what took place yesterday?
Oh, I suppose a little bit. The fact that they were favored, and to lose that badly as the favorite, for a 15-1, 15-2 team in the regular season that won a couple of playoff games. Yeah. I think that's fair to say that it was a surprising outcome, and the fact that it just started bad and then got worse as the game went on. I mean, 34-0 before the Chiefs even scored. I don't think anybody saw that coming. Maybe nobody outside of Philadelphia, anyway.
Well, we certainly had a lot of fans who were happy ultimately with the result last night. What does this mean for the Kansas City Chiefs in the offseason? I think the issues that they need to address were pretty much well known, but obviously they've now been magnified. What do you expect in the offseason?
Well, you're right. They did have issues during this really successful regular season and playoff run until the end, and they got by with a bit of a makeshift offensive line with kicking Joe Tooney out to tackle from guard and starting Mike Caliendo, bringing him off the bench to start the final three regular season games and all three playoffs, and that that caught up with them in the Super Bowl. That they had Joe Tooney had played pretty well out of tackle, but that's not his natural position. He's an All-Pro guard, and he didn't have a great game, and Caliendo obviously did not. The entire offensive line did not hold up well against an Eagles defense that didn't blitz. And they got the pressure with four. Sacked Mahomes six times in the game, and that's the most he had ever been sacked in any NFL game. So, Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator, did an incredible job. And they had the Eagles ready, their ears pinned back, and got a lot of pressure on Mahomes, and I thought set the tone for the game. And so, offensive line is going to be an issue that the Chiefs are going to need to address. They've got to find a left tackle, and they might have to find a right guard, too, because of Trey Smith, one of the Pro Bowl right guard and one of the top, free agents on the market now. So they're going to have looks like, I think, two starters are going to have to find on the offensive line.
Blair Kirkhoff is here with us, covers the Chiefs for the Kansas City Star. When you look at the offensive line and you look at the wide receiver position, we know that Xavier Worthy, he certainly improved as the year went on. A lot of stopgap type veteran receivers that they brought in, whether it's Hopkins or Juju Smith-Schuster. Do they have the cap space to plug these holes? How do you expect for them to improve the roster on offense?
Yeah, that's a good question, because they already have, you know, as of now, they've got the highest paid quarterback and the highest paid tight end and the highest paid center in Creed Humphrey. And, you know, when you've had the success that the Chiefs have had over the years, the best players deserve the big contracts, and the Chiefs have handed those out. And now in a certain way, the bill comes due on that. And now they've got to make some decisions about, you know, who they want to pay and who they're not going to be able to afford to keep. And on the offensive side, one of the things that they have going for them is, you know, they're going to have Xavier. You know, this was Worthy's rookie season, so he's in on a rookie contract. And Rashee Rice, who didn't play this year, only a couple of games, then he gets injured, season-ending knee injury. He'll be back next year, also on the rookie contract. And I think they're going to really go after Marquise Brown, Hollywood, to bring him back next year, and that'll give him a nice core at wide receiver. We'll see what happens with DeAndre Hopkins and Juju Smith-Schuster and Justin Watson, Mecole Hardman, players like that. I suspect they'll lose a few of those guys.
Well, we think about the biggest name is Travis Kelce. We saw how dejected he looked at the game yesterday, and he's going to be 36 later on this year and next season. He'll be back, right? He's going to squeeze every bit that he can out of this career before he hangs it up and really goes Hollywood. Don't you expect?
I actually do think that. It's been reported unnamed sources are suggesting that it might not happen. He's got a year left on his 2-year deal that he signed before last season. And at the Super Bowl, in the media events leading up to the game, he seemed to suggest that he wants to play another year. And I kind of believe that. But look, unlike a lot of players, he has a pretty good idea of what he wants to do when his career is over. He is already well into, you know, an acting career, and I think he's going to have even more opportunities in this off season. I know Patrick Mahomes was asked about it after the game yesterday, and you know, basically said the Kelce would be supported either way. The thought that Mahomes had that I felt was interesting was he's just going to have to decide whether he wants to do the 20 game grind, and you know, for the Chiefs, you know, who have been in the playoffs every year of Mahomes' career, a season that has never extended less than the AFC Championship game, you know, that is a grind. It's a long season, and for the Chiefs as well, they take training camp off their, you know, away from their facility, go up to a college and live in a dormitory for a month. That's part of the grind. So you're right. 36-year-old Travis Kelce is going to have to decide whether that's all worth it, or does he want to take that step into an acting career? I think he wants to come back. I don't think he wants to have his career end on this kind of sour note. And I would lean toward him returning.
Well, Blair, when you think about the offseason, whether it's on offense or defense, are there any quote unquote home runs that the Kansas City Chiefs can hit? We saw a few years ago that Tyreek Hill, he wanted to leave down for Miami. He then apologized recently about wanting to exit Miami. But are there any type of home runs that we might see with the Chiefs, or is it going to be relatively quiet given where they stand in the draft?
Yeah, they're obviously picking 31, I thought before the game, before the Super Bowl, the defensive line was going to be a priority in the draft. And the only defensive linemen they have under contract for next year are Chris Jones and George Karloftis, two good ones, but they just need some numbers there. I think they're going to re-sign a few guys like Charles Omenihu and Tershawn Wharton, Mike Pinnell, are free agents. I think the Chiefs will bring one or two of them back. But to me, the biggest questions become, if Trey Smith, the guard, is too expensive and commands, you know, something in the neighborhood of $100 million, you know, for $100 million to some, and goes somewhere else, with the money the Chiefs don't spend on him, will they bring back Nick Bolton, the linebacker, or safety Justin Reed, two players that they really like? Bolton's been with the Chiefs since they drafted him back in, he was 21, and played at Missouri before then. So he's been in the area for quite a long time, and it's just hard for kind of a Chiefs fan to imagine a team without Nick Bolton, you know, the green dot guy on defense and really an emotional leader for this team. So I think if they take a big swing in free agency, I think it will be to re-sign some of their guys and not go outside for, you know, for that high-profile player.
Well, Blair, a lot of people are ready to chop down Mahomes and his legacy, what he's accomplished. People are ready to look at Andy Reid and just go, okay, yeah, well, now you're 500 in the Super Bowl. This is still a team that will be back to competing for a championship next year. Yes? No?
Yep. Yes. Yeah, it will be. They'll be back, and they'll be good. I think they'll be better. They'll be better on offense because they will have addressed some of those needs. I think the wide receiver. I think they'll. One thing that they wanted to do this year was get back to a more of a deep ball passing threat that never really materialized, but you got a glimpse of it in the Super Bowl. It was late, and it was, you know, after the game was well decided, but, you know, a couple of long passes to Xavier Worthy, and with Rashee Rice back next year, I think that they want to open up the offense a little bit more. There are some questions about, you know, where they're going to be running back, and again, we talked about the offensive line, and they've got some issues there, but the thing that I think about with the with Chiefs for next year is the division's going to be better. You know, the Broncos made the playoffs this year. The Chargers, you know, had a chance. I think that both of those teams are going to be threats that they haven't been in previous years. They both have the coach and the quarterback threat that they haven't had in previous years. So winning the division, which they've won, I believe it's 9 in a row. It's going to not automatic for the Chiefs. But they've been to 10 straight playoffs, and I think they'll make it 11 next year. And as they proved a year ago, the previous year, when they had to win 4 games to win the Super Bowl, as long as you're in the tournament, you got a chance to win it all.
Yeah, especially when you have one of the greatest quarterbacks that we've seen. Hopefully this time he isn't running for his life. Hey, Blair, where can we keep up with all of your work in the Kansas City Star?
Hey, I appreciate that. KansasCity.com is the website, and Blair Kirkhoff, BlairKerkhoff is the Twitter handle.
Hey, Blair, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. I know things will be real busy this offseason as the Chiefs try to get things together. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. We come back on the other side. It's time to take a look at, well, a few things that took place this day in sports history. And I think we are about an hour away from seeing Luka Doncic don the purple and gold. Still can't believe it. Those Dallas Mavericks are a bunch of idiots. I'm just going to call it what it is.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. In a few minutes, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. Now that the Super Bowl is done, what do we look forward to? Spring training for baseball. Oh, Hickey, this is interesting, right? And maybe not. The NBA All-Star Game is Friday. Not Friday. It's Sunday. In San Francisco. You looking forward to the, what are they calling it? I don't even know how to accurately describe this without sounding like a terrible human. It's a 4x4? What are they calling this?
I actually don't know the name. Yeah, four-team tournaments. Was it Shaq, Charles, Kenny?
And Kenny.
And who's coaching?
And Candace Parker.
Okay.
I was going to call it a foursome, but then that didn't... that didn't come across right.
And another thought popped ahead that I will not say on the radio regards to that. So we'll just move on. Yeah, okay. I don't know what the name is.
Yeah. I do know that as of today, because Anthony Davis is hurt. What else is new? Anthony Davis is being replaced by his teammate Kyrie Irving. And then on the other end of things, who the hell is Trae Young replacing? What injured ass player? Oh, Giannis. Yes, Trae Young is replacing Giannis. Yeah, so that'll be fun. You know what, Hickey? I can't even say I want to. I can't even be honest. Am I going to be looking at All-Star Saturday night? I think the answer is no. I can't believe it, Hickey. I'm just going to, you know, last year, typically there was a point in time All-Star Saturday night. I used to have friends over to my house, Hickey. I haven't done that in forever. Last year, I was out. I watched it on a bar screen while playing arcade games. That's how much I cared about the dunk contest. I watched it, the highlights on my phone. Like, why do I want to waste my time watching that? It's a shame. I don't know.
No, you're right. I mean, that's kind of, it sounds like the ideal way to spend All-Star Weekend, at least on Saturday. Like, there's no reason, like you said, to carve out a night, cancel plans, stay in. Might as well go out. Oh, it's on the screen. Oh, it's something to watch at the bar. But, I mean, now with the talent, no disrespect to Mac McClung, in the dunk contest and everything else.
He's not an NBA. How many? We counted. He played 5 career NBA games, 1 game a year. He's played 1 game a year. This is who we have in a slam dunk contest. Like, the NBA should be embarrassed. Not that they, I mean, they have to be. Like, Adam Silver is not a dummy. Like, they got a guy in a slam dunk contest who doesn't play in the NBA.
And I don't know how you fix it outside of, I mean, do you just juice up the pool? I mean, they've tried that, right, in the past?
I don't know. With who? Nobody wants to be in it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even know with how rich they are. I don't know if any of the big stars, it's even like, okay, if we make it $1 million, that's probably not moving the needle.
Could you imagine if we saw a home run derby with guys from the minors? I mean, guys who are not in the majors, just... What's that guy? Where's Puig at? Is he in Asia? Like, where's he playing baseball?
Oh, yeah, Caribbean, somewhere like that. So he's somewhere playing baseball.
Yeah, let's just bring Puig back. It just here's a wild card for the home run derby. Yasiel Puig. I don't know. It's sad. Like, I can't even be excited about Friday, and I used to look forward to the whatever they call it, the Rising Stars game. Don't care. Celebrity game, used to go, oh man, this is cool, don't care.
Saturday. I think that's the one that has gotten better, the celebrity game.
Really?
Yeah, last year, CJ Stroud and Micah Parsons, and I mean, Micah Parsons, right. From what I can remember, was going pretty hard, so at least he was trying.
But I feel at this point, they just throw in streamers. For the life of me, and I get it, I don't, Kai Cenat, I've never seen a minute of the guy outside of Holly. I don't know what he does. He's streaming and doing what?
I'm glad you don't know, because I have no idea. And I thought I was kind of in the minority there.
I don't know what I show speed. What do they do? What do they do?
They're famous somewhere. Twitch in some circles.
I hope my kid has better things to do than sit down and watch a bunch of strangers when he gets old. I mean, come on. God bless them. I'm not mad at them for money. You can get the money by people. That's the name of the game. People watching you. God bless you. But I mean, damn. I assume they'll be in somehow, some way. They were at the flag. They had a celebrity flag football thing over the weekend. I didn't even know that existed. So.
Oh, they did?
They had a celebrity flag football game over Super Bowl week. They sure did. Yeah.
Hmm.
Kai Cenat was there. I Show Speed was there.
That's where these names are coming from. I see.
Yeah, they're everywhere, Hickey.
I Show Speed?
That's the guy that hangs out with Logan Paul, I think.
You are more hip than I am these days. Wow.
Yeah, Logan Paul. And it's just, It's a wild world. And God bless them for making money. Anyway, if you want to look forward to a few things football related, congratulations. You don't have to wait long. Time flies. The NFL Combine is going to take place February 24th to March 3rd. But you got 2 weeks, and then the NFL Combine is going to take place out in Indianapolis. On March 4th, the teams can start slapping a tag on their own players. On March 12th, it's the beginning of NFL free agency. It's the beginning of the new league year. So in about a month's time, and we know the NFL, they try to dominate as much of the calendar as they can. It's no longer, hey, we play the games all year long. The NFL is sucking up life out the calendar. And then by the time we get to April 24th, a little bit further out, I know, the NFL draft is going to take place out in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And so am I trying to hit the fast forward button on things? Hell no. But the NFL, these are some of their key dates. And so we'll see who competes at the NFL Combine in about 2 weeks. And then we'll also learn who has the opportunity to kind of boost, you know, their draft stock. Anyway, we got to wait for that. You don't have to wait for this. It's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Now, you know it's a day. I don't want to say this is the worst day ever in sports history. Let's be clear. On a day like February 10th, the NBA is typically on break or getting ready for break. The NFL, as we know, Super Bowl is typically gone. There's no baseball. So what the hell could have possibly happened this day in sports history? Congratulations to Draymond Green. You did it. Because on this day, in 2017, the Golden State Warriors beat the Memphis Grizzlies 122-107. And Draymond Green had an unusual triple-double. He had a triple-double while having less than 10 points. That's right. A big shock to absolutely nobody. Draymond Green could not score. He only had 4 points, but he had a triple-double. Listen to this stat line. 12 rebounds. Sounds like Draymond Green. 10 assists. Sounds like Draymond Green on a good game. 10 steals. Well, that's just absolutely amazing for any damn body. And 4 points. And Draymond Green was very active because in this game, Draymond Green also finished with 5 blocks. But points, not Draymond's thing. Listen to this, a triple-double by Draymond, 2017, courtesy of the NBA.
Unable to get anything moving towards the basket here. Draymond's done it. There's the new Warrior franchise record. 10 steals and the first triple-double in franchise history, not including points.
What a triple-double.
Historic night for Draymond Green.
What a triple-double.
Of course it had to be Draymond Green with the weird triple-double. And yeah, there you have it, folks. There is something that took place this day in sports history. It's an odd time of the sports calendar. A little bit of a break. Getting ready for Luka Doncic to make his debut with the Los Angeles Lakers in about 40 minutes from now. As Marco Belletti shared with you, the Warriors are currently playing the Bucks. The Warriors are leading right now 79-77. Jimmy Butler had his debut the other night, scored 25 points. Here he is again tonight with 11 points to go along with Steph Curry's 26. Let's see what Luka Doncic can do tonight in his debut for the Los Angeles Lakers. And Hickey, you said LeBron James is he's showing his support already to Luka, huh? He has on Luka Doncic clothes or gear?
Wearing a t-shirt that LA is giving out to every fan in attendance, a Luka Doncic yellow Lakers 77 jersey. LeBron got himself one, wearing it for warm-ups. Safe to say he's excited for his new teammate to be there.
Hickey, I still can't believe it. LeBron James on the season is averaging like 25 points, like 8 rebounds and 9 assists. He's like fourth in the league in passing. He's 40 years old, Hickey. He's 40.
We'll never see anything like it. It's unbelievable.
He's not Hickey, I'm tired thinking about it. Like, what? I get out the bed and my back hurts, my neck hurts, and maybe if I had $1 million for body maintenance, I'd be good like LeBron.
Think about it. He's healthier and more available than Luka Doncic. He's more in shape than a 25-year-old.
How about that? Well, we know about Zion. Yeah, how do these young guys, Hickey, Young, Fat, and Lazy. There we go.
Sounds like the name of the next band.
Young, Fat, and Lazy?
Young, Fat, and Lazy.
Yeah, if we Googled it, I'm sure we would definitely see a band with that name. Now, let's see what Luka does tonight. We'll certainly talk about it tomorrow. It can't be worse than what Anthony Davis did. Luka Doncic is going to be on a minutes restriction. Hey, if you missed a minute of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to Blair Kirkhoff for joining us from the Kansas City Star on the last break. The show is available everywhere for free on the Odyssey app. Hit rewind. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Hickey, for producing.